Shalom to all. Today's Alsu Shalom Sachem Daf Nun Tes. We are starting about the fourth line with the words Al Daita Dra Meir and Hilul Tzuras Davitz on Nun Amud Beis near the top. And today's Alsu sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So in the middle of a Brisa in which Rav Meir stated that when Am Yisrael is Mechtzal Mechtzal, 50% Tar, 50% Tame, the Tar do Pesach Rishon and the Tame do Pesach Sheni. Now Rav Shimon responded that both do Rishon, but it's not considered a Pesach which is Ba Betoma because it's split. The Tar have to do Betahara and the Tame have to do Betoma. And then the Brisa concluded with an Amru Lai. They said to him, it's machlekes who the they is, but they told Reb Shimon that in carbon sibur chalak. So Gemara first addresses Reb Meir, al da'at Reb Meir, kontra Meir, ha'hen mechtzal mechtzal ma'at avilei. This 50-50 of Am Yisrael, what do you consider it? Kiroiv kimiyot. Is it like roiv or is it like miyot? Meaning when 50% are tar, 50% are tameh. How do we look at the 50%? Are they considered like the roiv or are they considered like the miyot? And pay attention to the number of gears of changes we're going to have the next few lines in Tamer Kiroiv. If you want to say that when 50% of people are something, they're considered like the roiv, then we have an issue because hatameim ain't an oisenes. Hasheni. The Tameim shouldn't do Pesach Sheni, as Rav Meir says they should, because that means the Tameim are Raiv, and then they should do Pesach Rishon. And in Tamar Kamiot, if you want to say that when 50% of people are something, they're just considered the Miot, well then, HaTahirim ain't Oisenes HaRishon. Then the Tahirim shouldn't be allowed to do the Rishon, because right now the Makshan, the questioner, is understanding that individuals never do Pesach Rishon. And if you're saying that when 50% are Tahar, that really means the Miot are Tahar, so how could you say that the Tahirim do Pesach Rishon? Rav Yisra answers, Loi Amar Miot Tahirim ain't an oisinus a rishon. The Torah never tells us that a miyot of Tahirim are not allowed to do the rishon. It's simply not true. That's a misunderstanding. And also, the Torah never says that roiv tmeim ain't an oisinus a sheni. The roiv tmeim are not allowed to do pesach sheni. Loi amar ella roiv tmeim lo yidchu le pesach sheni. The only thing the Torah says is that when we have roiv tmeim, they're not allowed to be pushed off to pesach sheni. And therefore, over here, actually, when we have 50-50, it's an interesting situation according to Rabbi Yisa, because since we don't have roiv, we're able to say that 50% of the Tameim are pushed off to Pesach Sheni because they're not considered Rav. The only problem is pushing off Rav to Pesach Sheni. But since they're not Rav, we can push them off to Pesach Sheni. And it's the same thing. The Tahirim could do Pesach Rishon because it never says that individuals aren't allowed to do Pesach Rishon. So even if you want to say they're considered the Miot, still they're allowed to do Pesach Rishon. And we continue discussing the Braisa. Al Daite de Amrulai, that's the proper Girsa, according to the Amrulai. Remember, the Amrulai had told Reb Shimon, how can you say that everyone does Pesach Rishon, but the Tahirim do it Betahara and the Tameim do it Betoma? And their Lashon was, Ena Pesach Ba Chetzion. Either everyone does a Betahara or everyone does a Betoma. So the question is, Hahein Mechza Mechza Ma'at Avidle. Practically, what do the Amrulai hold should be done? When there's 50-50, do they bring Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni? So Rabba says, Meshem Rav, what do we do? Here's a great suggestion. Metamin Echad Besheret. We have 50-50. Let's say there's 100 Yedin. 50 are Tame, 50 are Tahar. We take one of the Tahar ones and we're Metame him with a Sheret. Now there's 51 Yedin that are Tame and only 49 that are Tahar. So we have Rav that are Tame and everyone does Pesach Rishon Betoma. And Shmuel Amr Shmuel has a slightly different suggestion. We take one of the Tahirim and we send him far away, so he's a person midaraisa who's supposed to do Pesach Sheni, and that means once again that we have Rav Tameim, so everyone's going to do it Betoma. Now you might ask, why don't we just take one of the Tameim and send him out of the camp, and so now we have more Tahirim than Tameim? And this situation, the Tahirim would do Pesach Rishon and Tameim would do Pesach Sheni. Why not do that? And the answer is better than Metame somebody, swing the majority to be Tame, because we want all the nation to do Pesach together, even though it's going to be Betoma. In other words, it's better that everyone does it together by Pesach Rishon Betoma than to split the nation to do half Betahara and half Betoma. Now we clarify, Asa Kamando Amar, both Rav and Shmuel, according to the Mando Amar, Hayochan Machriya Otoma, that even just an individual could be Machriya Otoma, that when we have 50-50 and we just have one person that becomes Tame, he could tip the scale. Baram Kamando Amar, and Yochan Machriya Otoma, Meshalchin Shnayim. However, according to the Mando Amar, then an individual is not able to be Machriya for Toma. We can't just have 50-50 and then one guy becoming Tame, so we have to have two people that are sent out, or two people that become Tameh, and so now we have those two people being Machriya. We further clarify, the Rav Kribalazar. Rav, who says that we should be Metame one person, heals like Kribalazar. Kamada Amra Blazar, just like Kribalazar says, Hoyad Tzibur Magai Nevelis Magai Shratzem Oysen Betoma. Then when the Tzibur touch Nevelis or Shratzem, and that's why they're Tameh, they're going to do it Betoma. In other words, even though the Pasuk, which speaks of doing Pesach Betoma, is talking about those who are Tameh Mace, Kribalazar holds that even if the majority is Tameh because of touching a dead Sheretz, where they technically could become Tar by nightfall, still it's considered Pesach Ba Betoma, and that's why Rav says that we should metame him with a sheretz, and he doesn't say we should metame him with Tomas Meis. However, we have the qualification of this, she'ain shamayim letbal. That's only if there's no water for them to be tovel in, so then even though they're just tamei sheretz, it'll be a Pesach Ba Betoma. Aval, im yesh shamayim letbal, but if there is water to immerse in, ain oisim betoma, they don't do betoma, because they could just go to the mikvah and have the Pesach brought for them. They're still considered tovel yom, but they could have the Pesach brought for them b'shlichos, and then by nightfall already, they're going to be tahar. On top, we continue discussing interesting scenarios of the Pesach, which is Baba Toma. Amar Blazer Blazer says, Hababa Toma's Klishares, let's say everyone's Tahar, the people, the Kehanim, but the Klishares, the Kelim Vesa Mikdash, they're going to be processing the Karam Pesach, they're Tameh. Skip the words, Hababa Toma, who Baba Toma's Klishares, continue with the words, Hababa Toma's Yadayim, let's say even only their hands are Tameh, or Hababa Toma's Sakinim, let's say just the knives that are going to be used for Shechita, those are the only things that are Tameh, and everything else is Tahar. We have to add in the following three words to the Girsa, who Baba Toma, nonetheless, the Karam Pesach is Baba Toma, because one of these main things that are going to be used in the processing and the avodah of the Karam Pesach is Tamei, so it's going to be brought by Toma. More situations, HaYitzibur Shlish Zavin, Shlish Tmein, Shlish Tahirin. Let's say the Tzibur is divided into thirds. A third of them are Tamei because they're Zavim, a third of them are Tamei because of Tomas Meis, and a third of them are Tahar. So do we look at this as the majority being Tamei because we have Zavim and Tmeim, and then it's going to be a Pesach Baba Toma, or maybe not? So we have Machlokes. Ramana says, B'Shem Cheskia, Zavin Utmeim Rabin Al Tahirin, Va'isin B'Toma. The Zavim and Tmeim, they band together. That makes it Rav Vam Yisrael being Tamei, and it's going to be brought by Toma. However, the Zavim Einun Eisen Lois Rishon Lois Hasheni, the Zavim themselves aren't going to do Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. And that's because Zav is very unique, since it's not included in the heter of Pesach that's brought by Toma, this is based off Psukim, but they also won't bring Pesach Sheni, because since the other Tameim already brought Pesach Rishon, the Zavim aren't going to bring Pesach Sheni. So it puts the Zavim in a rough spot, but still is considered like the majority of Am Yisrael's Tamei, so everyone, besides of course for the Zavim, are going to bring Pesach Rishon. However, Amar Zaira, he argues that HaZav Asu Oisei Ke Meshumed B'Hairaya, a Zav is treated just like somebody who's Meshumed B'Hairaya, which just goes back to Parhelm Darshal Tzimur, what we discussed at the beginning of the Sugya, when Sanhedrin accidentally paskins incorrectly, and people follow that, so we bring a special Parhelm Darshal Tzimur, and individual Karbonis Chatos are not brought. However, a Meshumed B'Hairaya, if a person was over on this thing on purpose, he didn't care about the fact that Sanhedrin made a mistake, that didn't make a mistake, he was over anyway because he just doesn't care. So we treat him differently. Come on, Tamar Taman, just like we say over there, HaMeshumed B'Hairaya, if a person was Meshumed with a Psak, meaning he didn't care, he did something wrong anyway, no matter what the Bezin said. He's not Milo Myrid, which means he doesn't count either way. For example, if only half of the nation was Iver, the Mummer doesn't tip the scales in favor to require a Karban, and let's say there was one more person who was Iver, requiring the Parhelm Darshal Tzibur to be brought, we don't say that the Mummer evens it out to 50%. He just simply is not part of the Cheshbon, he's not counted. Of Halchasot over here regarding a Zav, he's not Milo or Myrid, and therefore we don't count the Zavim at all. I view this as Am Yisrael being 50% Tamei, 50% Tahar. More discussions. B'nei Chabura Shenitma Echad Mehen. We have the B'nei Chabura, all the people registered to a particular Karam Pesach, that one of them became Tamei, ve'en yadua ezehu, and they don't know which one became Tamei. Tzrichin lasus Pesach Sheni, all of them have to do Pesach Sheni. However, Tzibur Shenitma Echad Mehen, if with the entire Tzibur, one person became Tamei, ve'en yadua ezehu, and no one knows who became Tamei, Sreb Zayru Amar, he says, Yasu Batoma, they should do a Batoma, and that's even Vadei Tameim should do a Batoma. In other words, let's say we have 100 people in Klal Yisrael, 5 of them are for sure Tamei, so it leaves us with 95 Tahirim, and then one of those 95 Tahirim became Tamei, we just simply don't know who it is. That basically means that there's 95 people who are Safik Tamei, and 5 people who are Vadei Tamei. According to Zaira, everyone does the Pesach Batoma, because since we have a Safik Toma for Roiv of Am Yisrael, that's considered a classic case of Pesach Batoma, and even the people who are Vadei Tamei are going to be joined along with them, and everyone's going to do Batoma. However, Tani Rabbi Shaya teaches that no, Yasu Besfekon, they only do it according to their Safek, which means that since 95% of Am Yisrael is only Safek Tamei, they're the only ones who are doing the Pesach Besafek Toma, which means they have to make sure that their Kalim are Tahar, because they have to do their best to do Betahara due to the fact that only one of them is actually Tamei, so the whole thing is only Safek, and the remaining 5% of Am Yisrael, which is Vadei Tamei, they do it by Pesach Sheni, because they're 100% Tamei, and there's no Heter for 100% Toma over here, it's only Heter for Safek Toma. And the Gemara clarifies, Loi Mistar B'Dala Kadala Tani Rabbi Shaya, isn't it more logical to say, like this that Rabbi Shaya taught, Shaloi Lana Shalei Yachid Kares, we don't want to give an individual Kares, because we don't want anyone who's Vadei Tamei to be Chayiv Kares. Again, since the Heter is only for Safek Toma, Vadei Toma doesn't have a Heter, which would mean they'd be Chayiv Kares, and therefore we go with Rabbi Shaya. Now we finally come to conclusion of these two sugyas we've been discussing, namely Parhelm Darshal Tzibur, which again is when Sanhedrin paskins incorrectly regarding something and Roiv Am Yisrael follow that psak, and Pesach Baba Toma, which has to be Roiv Am Yisrael, sort of Imi says B'Shem B'Shem and Lakesh, L'Hai Raya. When it comes to the psak of Sanhedrin and whether or not a Parhelm Darshal Tzibur is brought, Hilchu Acher Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, we follow how many people are in Eretz Yisrael, so if the majority of the people in Eretz Yisrael follow that psak, so we're going to bring Parhelm Darshal Tzibur, if not, not, and we don't pay attention to anyone living in Chutz La'aretz. Whereas L'Toma, what about determining whether or not the Pesach is going to be brought by Toma? Hilchu Acher Roiv Nechnasan La'Azara, we follow the majority of people who are going to be going into the Azara, bringing their Karbonis Pesach, and not all the other people who aren't going to be in the Hazara. Now the question is, Ma, how do we view it? B'chol kat v'kat misharin, do we look at it per group coming into the Beis HaMikdash? And remember, there's three groups or three waves of people bring their Korbanos Pesach. So do we look at it as each individual group, ayin misharin el kat harishon abavad, or do we only look at it with the first group? And the difference would be that if we look at each group individually, group one, group two, and group three, then a Tami group is going to do betoma, and a Tahara group is going to do betahara, or no, maybe we just follow the first group, whatever the first group is, that's what we're going to go like. So Amar Vyas Rabban, he says, ad shehein b'chutz hein misharin atzman, we evaluate them, we make the cheshbin when they're all outside, meaning we don't look at it as each group individually, we look at it as all the people collectively who will end up coming to the Azara Erev Pesach to do their psachim, and we see if it's Raiv or not. Erev Shimon Levi, Rav Shimon Levi further clarifies, lahay raya, that's a proper girsa, going back to this parhelm dor shel tzibur with a mistaken psach from Sanhedrin. So we had said it all depends on who lives in Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? Hilchum Levi Chamas and Nacham Mitzrayim. The borders are from Levi Chamas, which is in the north, up until Nacham Mitzrayim, which is in the south. And where does this come from? So Rav Tanchuma says, Rishim Rav Chana, Tamar Rav Shimon Levi. Rav Shimon Levi sources from the following pasuk. It says, Vayas Shlomo ba'Esai Yisachag v'Chol Yisrael ima v'Gaimer, that Shlomo made a chag and all of Am Yisrael did it with him. Technically, the pasuk could have ended there, but instead, what does it say? Kahal Gadol Mil Levi Chamas and Nacham Mitzrayim. That all of Am Yisrael was from Levi Chamas until Nacham Mitzrayim. So we clearly see that these are the borders of Eretz Yisrael, north to south. So we only make a cheshbon for Parhelm Dor Shel Tzibur based off the people who live in between these cities and not anyone who lives more north or more south. We're going to stop here for the day. I pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.